It's cold out there, Chicago, but you're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. Got a question for Lou?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Now's the time to call in with any and all of your home improvement questions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Especially if you've got a little cabin fever.
Here's Johnny.
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:10 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Got phone lines open today. It's cold. I'm done. I'm completely done. We went, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Domati. Good morning, Lindsay. We went to, my wife and I went to, you know how I know it's cold? So we have a back porch, mm-hmm. and a lovely back porch, screened-in porch in the summer. I put windows in the wintertime, and it's sort of what's nice in the winter is it acts as our mudroom coming in, so you can take off your boots back there and whatever. The screen door that has a little doggy door in the bottom to let the dogs in and out, when it gets really cold, the piston that closes the door slams. So if it's below probably 10 degrees, that door slams, like, just to remind you that it's super cold. I'm going to tell you, Domati and Sam, I'm going to give you some advice, okay? You have the opportunity now in your lifetime, because you're not married, you don't have any kids or anything like that, relocate someplace warm.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
Really?
I hate the weather,
your family's from Ghana. Right?
I know.
Right? Is it your parents or your grandparents?
Both of them. Both my parents.
Them. Right.
And you know, I go back every year, too. I need to start going in the wintertime.
It's 85 in Ghana right now.
Right now, yeah. Is it raining there right now, too, Sam?
I don't know. I'll check back. Back to you.
Why? What do you got? You got the weather up in Ghana just at your fingertips?
Yeah, it's the background of my phone. Just in case Domati ever needs to know.
Sam, your parents are in Florida.
Yes.
That would be a perfect place for you to go.
Oh, and you'll love this. They're complaining because it's 50 there.
Oh, my God.
It's 60. Oh, if it's so bad.
That's crazy.
Ugh. I called my friend in Minnesota. He said 50 below was the wind chill at some
point. Well, Minnesota's a whole different. Gosh, yeah.
You know, I lived there for a second.
You did for a second?
I lived there for a second. Quick second. Came right back.
He moved and then moved out the same day.
Yeah, remember? In Minnesota, they have walkways to get you in the downtown area. I mean, John Williamson can certainly speak to this. So you don't have to go outside.
Yeah, like he was a hot shot. His feet didn't touch the ground. I heard about that, John.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't. Yeah. You kidding? He had people. He had people. Oh my God, I have a funny story about I did a presentation to Target.
Their headquarters are there.
Yeah. So they flew me in. I was there for the day. They flew me in. I did this presentation, and they're like, okay, you know, a car's going to pick you up outside. And this is really funny. It was right at the time that the movie Captain Phillips came out, right? Was that the name of the movie, Captain Phillips? What was the name of the movie?
With Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah. Was it Captain Phillips?
I believe so.
Right? I'm the captain now, right? And what the guy, the actor that played that, remember the guy that played the I'm the captain now was from
Somalia.
So he was Somali, right?
With the fingers, right? He's got the fingers. He points in his eyes.
Yeah, most people have fingers. And so, you know, there is evidently a huge Somali population in Minnesota. Did you know this?
It's true,
right?
It's a lot, yeah.
So I come out after I'm speaking to Target, and they're like, okay, you know, the black car is going to be waiting for you outside. So I get in this car, and, you know, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Can you take me to the airport? And the guy turns around, and he's got this toothpick in his mouth, and he looks like the guy from Captain Phillips, okay? And he goes, all right, I'll take you to the airport. And we start driving. And as we're driving, I'm looking around this car going, this isn't the right car, right? And it's so, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, it's the guy from Captain Phillips who's taking me away, and I don't know where he's going. I'm like, hey, I go, are you with such and such, whatever, because I had the card. And he goes, no, I'm just a driver. I'm going to take you to the airport. And I go, you know what I mean? I got in the wrong car.
No.
So he rounds around the corner. I gave him a tip because he drove me around the corner. I didn't want him to say he's the captain now. And then I got out, and there was the guy right next to him in a different car. The car looks exactly the same. Although his car was filthy, and the new car was nicer. Isn't that funny?
That is hilarious.
It was really funny.
I thought he was going to prank you.
I didn't know where you're
No, but I mean, it was just so funny because he was definitely, he was Somalian.
I thought he was going to say, I'm your driver.
No, it was just really funny. He was very nice, and it was just so funny that, but it's cold in Minnesota.
It is freezing.
I guess we have nothing to complain about here, but it's cold here. You know, the single best thing you can do is add more insulation to your home. And I know right now you're feeling every draft and everything that's out there. And really, as well, when it comes to your furnace, forced air furnaces in particular, the filters, if they're clogged, last week we were talking to the guys from Dykstra, and, you know, if you got that clogged filter and you got a system that's 15 years old or younger, if it's clogged and there's too much resistance, the system will shut down. And the contractor is going to come out and he's going to pull out that old filter and he's going to reset some buttons, and you're going to spend $250 on a $5 filter. So go downstairs right now, look at the filter. If it's filthy, dirty, keep it, pull it out, leave it out, and then go to the hardware store and get a new one, for sure. And you'll see that it's going to be running so much better.
I've got a lot of friends with frozen pipes the last couple of days.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah, frozen pipes.
It's a big problem. It's super, super cold. And, you know, the other issue with that, Sam, is that, you know, our water that's underground is cold. And there's been a lot of water main breaks in Chicago as well. And so any kind of plumbing that's on an outside wall, if you've got a vanity cabinet that's on an outside wall, the simplest thing you can do is open up the doors to allow the heat from the room to come in. And in those problem areas, allow a trickle on both the hot and cold side. I posted a few videos on Facebook about cold weather tips earlier in the week. And as a joke, the first one I posted was of our dog Flo eating the snow. And then I did three subsequent videos. Guess which videos got the most of you?
Flo.
Flo, the dog. Yeah, everybody wants to see the dog. From now on, Lindsay, when we do any kind of videos, I'm just going to hold the dog in my arms and then give the advice. And I think people will watch more.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. She's like, absolutely. Okay, bunch of things coming up. Our Noodaloo 2 that we're going to feature today at 7:50 makes me angry. I am angry about this Noodaloo 2, and I'm angry because I didn't invent it, and you are going to absolutely love it. You're going to love it, and I'm angry about it. And then I'm so excited about this interview that we're doing and these products that we're going to feature. The product is called Liftwear, and I am not going to pronounce this person's name right. Anupam Pothik.
Pothik.
Pothik. Invented a product called Liftwear.
Anupam Pothik. Anupam Pothik.
Anupam Pothik. Pothik.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anupam Pothik. Irish girl.
Mm-hmm. It's a man. I mean,
it's a man?
Yeah.
I was wondering if it was a man. Anupam. I wonder if it could be, if that's a gender neutral name.
I'm
probably
sure
not.
Ask him.
I can ask. Okay. He, not she, invented this product called Liftwear. It is a stabilizing, leveling handle system for forks and knives. So people that have limited hand and arm mobility or a little bit of tremor, it's one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen a video of. And I was so taken by what this simple device can do to help people regain the dignity and the confidence in just a simple mm-hmm. task of feeding yourself.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It is.
And
it's like I read an article. It's like a steady cam for your utensils.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And I immediately when I saw it, I sent it to Lindsay and I said, you got to find these people, which you did. Thank you very much. And we're going to talk to them. This kind of mobility issue is more of an issue than we know. I think that when you don't have the problem, you're not aware of it. And I think more people than you know have this concern.
And I think it's just a good, I mean, of course, for the folks who suffer from the immobility issues, but just kind of a glimpse of what is ahead. I mean, the innovation that is in our future. It's really remarkable, and I think it's something that people will enjoy.
Yeah, that's going to come up this morning at 8:35. All right, real quick, 312-981-7200. This is Wayne in Freeport. Wayne, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Lou. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. How can I help you?
Well, I have a downdraft in the microwave above my kitchen stove. It vents at least up into the attic. I doubt if it vents to the roof. But right now it's 38 degrees on the thermometer in the microwave and about 60 degrees on the cooktop. So my kitchen's kind of cold. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Venting just up to the attic is not a good move in general. So that because right. any of that moisture and the grease and the odor is getting dumped up in there that can lead right. to mildew and mold. So right. when it warms up, you need to have that vented properly out. In the short term, I want you to go to, let me see if I can find this website real quick because Lindsay's on the phone. What? Tamtec, right? Tamtec? Is it T-A-M? What do you got?
T-A-M-T-E-C-H.
Tamtec.com. They make... Okay. They make these bladder backdraft preventers that you can use on dryer vents and or exhaust fans above the microwave. Basically what it is, it's a rubber sock that is inside of a piece of metal that when it's off, it just collapses on itself and doesn't allow the air to come back in. It's kind of this loose rubber sock, and then when you turn the fan on, it blows open and it fits around the circular part of the pipe, comes in different sizes, and that coupled with you insulating that pipe will solve this backdraft problem. But you got to get it vented, Wayne, in the spring all the way out of the house, and when you do that, I think you'll be much happier and you'll solve the problem. Tamtec.com. Wayne in Freeport. Thanks so much for calling. It's 7:22 in the morning. Quick break and we'll get to your phone calls right after this.
Time for today's home and attacking your hardwood floors. So how can you keep them shiny and new? Today, contributor Lou Manfredini. He's here with all kinds of tips that'll keep you on your knees.
And off your feet or something. Or something like that.
Something anyway, Lou's like here. That. Whatever. That yeah. is it. Lou is here. Yes. We're very happy about okay. it.
I'm feeling sexy and free.
Hey, a big congratulations to, I don't like to name drop, but to my friend Hoda Kotb for being named co-anchor of the Today Show. She is a lovely woman. For those of you that are fans of her and Kathy Lee Gifford, those two ladies are exactly who you see on the air. They're warm, they're funny, they're genuine. And it has been my pleasure to get to know Hoda Kotb over the past several years. And she is just a delight. She's just a delight. And I could not be happier for her and both Savannah Guthrie. And good move by NBC. I think it's a terrific decision. And I only wish them continued success and congratulations. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. My name's Lou Manfredini. Your name is Rini in Florida. Hi, Rini.
Well, don't say that. People will throw something at the radio.
What's that?
I said, don't say I'm from Florida. People will throw something at the radio.
I know. Where are you in Florida?
In Naples, but it's only 45 degrees here, if that cheers you up any.
No, it doesn't. I would take 45 degrees. Right? 45 degrees, I'd be in a T-shirt and shorts. How can I help you?
Well, I have a problem with my bathrooms. And it's not just one. I've got two. And neither one of them are acting normal. The one takes 2.5 to 3 minutes to fill when it's flushed. The other one fills in 30 seconds. However, it whistles at me.
Do they back up to each other?
No, nowhere near each other.
Okay, and so the one that fills up slowly, you've checked the valve.
Yes,
where
yes.
it comes out, it's completely on.
Yes, it is.
All right, and a couple things. The ones that the one that's whistling, you can probably stop the whistle by turning the valve off a little bit, even just a quarter of a turn. It's probably due to calcium buildup, which is probably the issue with the one that doesn't fill fast enough. The way to test this is if you disconnect the water to the toilet. Now, this involves you shutting the water off, flushing the toilet, and then you know, possibly, depending on the type of fill valve that you have, you may be able to disconnect the water line without any water coming back, but some of it may drip back when you do that. Then take that hose or the line that's there into a bucket and turn the water on. If you get a lot of pressure coming off of that hose that's not connected to the toilet, then you just need to replace the fill valve to that toilet. On the whistle side, that fill valve on that one is probably whistling because of calcium buildup. You can try that quarter turn that I talked about. The other thing, if that doesn't work, is take a cup of CLR before you go to bed at night and pour that into the tank of the toilet and let it sit there overnight. Flush the toilet just a little bit so it doesn't flush, but then let it sit there overnight, and I bet that that will help to clear the calcium inside that. If it doesn't, then you have to replace the fill valve in that toilet as well. Rini, thanks so much for calling this morning.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
Hi, Lou.
Don't we like to sing that song?
I think you're okay.
Lou Manfredini. Okay. And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like all the right. Choir boy.
Right. Choir boy, whatever.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her.
Welcome back, 7:37 in the morning.
Well, no one told me about
her. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
But it's too late to say you're sorry. 312-981-7200.
Let's go to Oak Park, where Paulette's calling in. Hi, Paulette, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, hi, Lou. I'm in Oak Park, and my problem is my neighbor's chimney. I look out my window on that side of the house, and the top of her chimney is full of ice. And to me, that sounds strange. And I still see vapor coming out, but it's really full of ice, big ice chunks.
On your neighbor's chimney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the top.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the cap on the top, and then the little, I don't know, netting or something around it, and then the top of the chimney, the brick.
Right.
Between the space of the cap on the top and the chimney top, it's full of ice.
Right.
Is that normal?
No. But so, you know, the thing is, with this extreme cold weather that we're having, our homes are doing things that they don't normally do. And so my guess is, you know, that your neighbor has an updated furnace that is using the chimney for exhaust. Mm-hmm. And because it's so cold, that vapor, it's nice that you're still seeing the vapor, mm-hmm. is hitting the top of that. And because it's so wet, it's mm-hmm. freezing right away, which is where the icicles are coming from. And because mm-hmm. it keeps pumping, it's just adding to it. Now,
yeah.
You know, I think Domati just mentioned that it's going to warm up tomorrow in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we get out of this single digit, sub-zero wind chills that we have, you'll probably see that dissipate and go away. But when we get this kind of extreme cold weather, our houses do things that they don't normally do. That type of buildup of ice and where that moisture freezes right away is mm-hmm. not uncommon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You don't have that? You don't see any of that happening at your house?
No, or none of my neighbors as well.
Right.
Just hers.
Right.
And so it just seemed so odd to me that I was concerned that something was wrong.
Yeah, I mean.
And I mentioned it to her, and she said her son looked at it and said it was fine, but. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, it could be that eventually, you know, again, I don't know the situation of your neighbor's home, but, you know, the one thing that probably you could suggest to her is to ensure that she has a liner in that chimney.
Mm-hmm. She just had it rebuilt.
Yeah. Well, then if they just had it rebuilt, more than likely there's a liner there. And because that liner is there, the exhaust from the furnace is able to get up and out. But it's just so cold and so moist that that's where the buildup is coming from.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure it was safe.
You're a good neighbor, Paulette.
Okay. Have a good day, Lou.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning, 7:40 in the morning. This is that type of weather where not only your house, your car will make different noises that you've never heard before. Chunks of ice can get caught underneath there, and you can maybe hear a rattle here and there that occurs that you never heard before. You know, I talked with actually I called into John's show the other day, and we were talking about cold weather for the homes, and I threw out a tip about batteries in your car. And I made the claim that you should be replacing the battery in your car every 3 years. And then a gentleman called into John's show after I was done talking with him, who was a experienced mechanic, and his claim was that no, you don't need to replace your batteries every 3 years. That, you know, you could put a trickle charger on it, and he's absolutely correct. And I'm certainly not going to compete with a guy that's been in the auto business for as long as that gentleman was. You know, he made the mention that on your battery, you know, your alternator, when you run your car, doesn't charge your battery, which is true. It only maintains it. And when this weather gets really cold, your older batteries can lose some of that charge, and then you crank a little bit, and then all of a sudden it's dead. So his point is, if you put it on a trickle charger, in your garage, and you plugged it in, that it would help to keep that battery charged and better maintained. Absolutely correct. I don't know that the average person is going to do that on a regular basis, but it will make a difference. When I've spoken to people in the past, that three-year mark is when you really start to lose some of the drop-off of that, unless you do the charging. So it's, you know, you do have those options when it comes to the batteries in the car, because, again, stuff does a lot of different behaves much differently when things are really cold. Oh, this will make everybody really happy. We'll go to Florida, talk to Carolyn, who's in Florida. Carolyn, are you still talking to Carolyn? Hold on a second. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold. Are you talking to the lady on line 5? Yes? Were you talking to Carolyn in Florida? So can I talk to her now? There we go.
Yes.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Where are you in Florida?
St. Petersburg.
Yeah, you just...
We've talked several times before.
Oh, well, nice to talk to you again.
You're going
to
come down and do your remote at Bon Air.
Right, and have cheeseburgers there. How can we get that done? Lindsay, we're going to St. Petersburg, Florida for a remote.
It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Do you live down there? Permanently?
I do, but I listen to WGN permanently.
Nice. How long?
Yeah.
Hold on. For those of us that want to move to warm weather, how long have you lived in Florida?
Well, in all honesty, I was here 2.5 years with work, and then I went back because I did miss Chicago, and then I moved back after I resigned after 22 years and came back because I can't take winter anymore.
And your transition to Florida has been a good one? You like it?
I love it.
You love it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good to know. All right, how can I help you?
I'll be up in June. My question is, I'm in a condo. The windows are older. I am going to check the label to see the quality of them. But for now, when I open them, they are so tight. It's just like a struggle and aggravating. So I'm wondering, is there anything I can do just to get the windows to open easier with ease? Pam spray or something?
Don't use Pam. But are they vinyl windows? Or when you look at them, do they look like they're vinyl windows?
Yes.
Okay. And the balancers, you know, the thing that hold the sashes, they're double hungs, right? Or they're single hungs? You can open the bottom sash? Do you lift them or do you crank them?
I can open them from the top or bottom.
Okay, so they're double hungs.
When I open the bottom, which I do mostly, they're way too tight. It's a struggle.
Okay. Now, Let me ask
and
you
And I
that.
Do hear a noise in that, if you call it a balancer. It sounds like something's falling.
Okay. Do they tilt in?
Yes.
For cleaning. All right.
Correct.
Let's lift one open when we're, you know, we get off, we're done talking. Lift one open, mm-hmm. tilt it in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when
okay.
you're holding the sash at a horizontal point, so the sash is completely horizontal in front of you.
All right. I
want you to take your right hand and lift up, and you're going to take that sash completely out.
Out?
Out. You're going to lift okay. the one side, and that balancer is probably going to pop, and then the other one, you're going to take it out. And when you take that window out, where it was connected to the sash, you should see two little nubs that are sticking out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And those balancers, there should be two little holes that they align in. Sometimes you lose one of the balancers off that little nub, and you're only lifting on one side. So now, when you those two little balancers, one probably went up, and there are spring loaded up top. So you're going to now take the window, and on an angle, you're going to put one of the nubs into the hole on one side, and you're going to kind of draw the window down until it lines up with the other one. Put it completely horizontal so that you're in those balancers, and then click the window back in place and see if that helps.
Interesting. Because I'm amazed at how they're just so difficult, but I do hear that noise.
Right.
As if something
I think you're not clipped into both balancers.
Well, that's easy and a lot less expensive than purchasing new windows, because that was my next thing.
You could fix that yourself in a matter of minutes.
Perfect.
Give it a shot. Carolyn, thank you so much.
Happy New Year, Lou.
Happy New Year.
Beach.
Appreciate you. See you on the beach. I love that. 7:47 in the morning. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to feature a new Tulu 2 that makes me angry, but you'll thank me for it. Don't go away.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fix Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Because the players going to play, 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 and the haters going to hate.
Welcome back. All right, think about window treatments in your home and think about how difficult they are to hang sometimes. And you want to be able to put something up simply, easily, and without making a mark. Or maybe you even live in an apartment. And you want to do this, and you don't want to have your landlord tell you, oh, you got to patch all those walls and do whatever. This Noodaloo 2 is going to change your life. Take a listen.
It's like living in a house with no curtains.
Start 2018 diet, check. Drink more water, check. Be nicer to Lou, working on it. Hang curtains. What's on your resolution list for 2018?
Happy New Year!
Is one goal to finally hang the curtains you've been saying you would for a year? I know, it's a pain. But hey, we've got a painless way for you to do it this week, and it's our new Tulu 2. You may have seen them on Shark Tank last year. Quick hang curtain rod brackets are maybe the easiest and quickest solution to hanging your curtain rods. No screws, no nails, no damage.
What?
You just tap this little bracket right into the top of your window trim, and you're done. As easy to install as a thumbtack, and won't leave holes in your wall or woodwork. They offer a variation of colors for single rod brackets to double center support brackets, ranging from about $4 to $16. I mean, this might be the shortest new Tulu audio piece I've ever done because it's just that easy. Find out more or see how they work at quickhang.com. K-W-I-K is how they spell quick. Or I will put a link up on Lou's Facebook page. That's this week's new Tulu 2.
I love this Noodaloo 2, and it makes me angry because I didn't invent it. I had the chance to show this on the Today Show a few weeks ago, and it is exactly as Lindsay described. Easy to install, no muss, no fuss, and it comes in different styles, and it's super affordable. What'd you say? One set starts at like under $5.
Like $4.
And if you're looking for an inexpensive way to hang window treatments. It's like one of those things when you put it up, you'll pay no attention to it. But as you're doing it, meaning that when it's up and the window treatments are up there, you're focused on the window treatments, not like it's the type of thing you're going to say to your friends, oh, my gosh, look at how cool this is. You can't believe how easy it is to install. So I really do like this one. It's quickhang.com. K-W-I-K-H-A-N-G.com. $3.95 to $15.95. Come on.
Deal. And it's one of those things that you're, I mean, for me anyway, we still have windows that don't have any treatments on them because it's just a pain in the butt. Like those ones in the kitchen that you've been to our house before.
Right. Actually, you have a hardware hanging, nothing hanging from it.
Okay.
That drives me crazy. But keep going.
But just because it's just a pain in the butt and I don't want to have to deal with it. But this is super easy. Tap, tap, tap.
Right. It is cool. It is so cool. So it'll be up on our Facebook page as well as WGNradio.com. And real quick, movie talk. I don't know why I'm thinking of this. We were talking earlier this morning when we were talking in New York. My wife and I went to go see The Post. And I like The Post. But you know what else I went to go see with the boys, which I didn't talk about? Star Wars.
Oh, David's seen it a couple times.
Has he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want this to sound creepy. But okay, a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there were moments of the movie where I was on the edge of my seat. Yeah. And I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. I know your husband's a huge Star Wars guy. And my oldest, Quinn, and Max, too, they're big Star Wars people. But there is a scene at the end which completely surprised me. And I think most people have seen it. It was pretty cool. Hmm. It was well done. So
I don't know anything about it, so I'll just wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I really liked The Big Sick so far. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. Carmen saw it and loved it.
I really liked it.
As I mentioned, you know, my wife is a de facto member of the Academy, so she has to see all the movies. They went to go see The Shape of Water. Did you see that?
I'm in the middle of watching that right
yeah.
now. I finished it.
And they didn't love it.
It's better than I thought. I wasn't sure what to think.
Yeah.
But
I'm
intrigued.
I don't know that I'll go. I don't need to see all of them. The Post I really liked. I really loved the supporting cast around the main. I mean, Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks are, you know,
right.
amazing. And you expect nothing less, and they're very good. And I know they'll probably get nominated, but it wasn't like, oh, my gosh. Although she plays this reluctant person in the, that's all I'm going to say, and it's this whole big message about freedom of the press.
Right.
So there's definitely, you know, there's some argument that there's like an agenda there, but I mean, that's what movie makers do. They make movies to tell stories. So I am not old enough to remember this point in history because it took place in 1971. So I was like seven, you know, and this is pre-Watergate. And but it's a very interesting dilemma. And it also has a message about women and their role,
mm-hmm.
Especially during that time, you know, and it was good. It was very good.
I want you to see Call Me By Your Name.
Carmen has seen it like 15 times.
I want you to watch it.
All right, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
I just need to get some backup on it.
Because Carmen loved it and you didn't?
I didn't hate it. I just don't know what to say about it. I don't know. I really liked the message.
She says it's a beautiful story.
It is.
It's a beautiful story.
It is.
Yeah. There's some preview. There's some preview in the movie called My Name is Simon, or did you see that one? It's a movie about this young boy.
It's a preview, like it's a preview.
You see the previews.
Okay.
I think it's Simon is his name.
Oh, okay.
My Name is Simon. I thought it was the Call Me By Your Name thing, but it's something. And it's a young man who's in high school who's gay and wants to come out, but it's like this whole struggle of what that's like. And then at the end, there's a funny thing in the preview where, you know, he says, he's like, he must be writing something about, like, why is it that gay people are the ones that always have to come out? You know, why can't other people? And then they flash to a bunch of people telling him, Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I like girls, you know, and it's a boy. And I, you know, and so it's this funny little thing. And this is one girl who says to her mother, who's sitting on the couch looking at her, and she's like, I just want to tell you that I'm a heterosexual. And the mother's like, oh, help me, Jesus. You know, like, she can't believe it. It's just a funny little bit, you know. And it looks like a, you know, a nice coming of age right, type of thing, right. Which, you know, of course, can be very difficult. So anyway, I love the movies. I do.
Me too.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Larry. Larry, do you love the movies too?
I like action adventure movies. My wife likes things that have social redeeming value. So we'll go to the building together, but we never see the same movies together.
Okay, so here's one. Are you also a fan? Are you a history buff as well?
Kind of.
Okay, so I just watched The Darkest Hour, which is...
That's tomorrow morning.
Oh, you're going to go see that tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning up in Hoffman Estates at the AMC.
All right, so I liked it because I love that World War II history, and this guy Gary Oldman, who I think you know who that actor is just terrific.
Really, yeah, I know the name, but I couldn't possibly tell you.
You won't recognize him in this film, but he really does a nice job. How can I help you, sir?
We're getting started soon, I hope, on some couple of cosmetic renovations to the house. There's a chase goes from the basement through to the roof where the exhaust from the furnace and the water heater goes. It's thing is 3 square feet. I'm sorry, 3 feet square. And I was initially thinking that if I could do something with my almost brand new regular tank water heater to dump the exhaust out the side of the house like the furnace does, I could pick up that 9 square feet. And then I figured out, well, that 9 square feet is also on the floor of my wife's closet. So if I can make her happy, I can, you know, hell, I can get away with anything probably.
Well, you so cannot. Okay,
is there a way to dump the exhaust from the water tank out to the backyard like the furnace does?
Not if it's a conventional water heater. So if it's a regular conventional water heater that you dump in with a B vent, you know, that went into a chimney, there's no retrofit on that because the burner on it's not efficient enough. So here's the thing.
Oh, Lou, you just ruined my chance to
be
a hero.
No. I you still have a chance to be a hero. You just need to buy a different water tank.
This water tank is about a year and a half old. When my old one, it was 21 years old, decided to put all the water on the floor instead.
Right, but who's going to do all this work?
Oh, I'm going to hire a contractor. Yeah. I'm not a mechanic at all.
Okay, so
I don't even lie and say I can do things.
Is there any plumbing that will be involved in this new work?
Probably. Well, there will have to be because we're going to get rid of the old tub and just put in a shower just in the master bathroom. That's all we want up there.
So when the plumber's there doing all of that, you're going to have him bring a direct vent water heater, which will be part of the rest of his work that you'll build into the contract that won't cost you as much, and that way you can pump that thing out the side. Yeah, you're going to get rid of a year-old tank water heater, but you could donate it to Habitat Restore and get a little tax deduction for it and get a new water tank that vents out the side and pick up that square feet. Happy wife, happy life. Appreciate the phone call.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is brought to you by Chevy Drive Chicago and sponsored by PermaSeal Basement System. Okay, a while ago, how long ago? The fine people at the Lindemann Chimney Company... our sponsors of the show. You heard me reading a bunch of stuff on there. And then I think I interviewed the president recently, right? Michael Bodart, right? Does that sound right? All of a sudden, right around the first of the year, maybe right around Christmas, I get a big box delivered. And the box says, with a nice note from them, thanks for everything you do for the Lindemann people, Lindemann Chimney Company, and your idea came to, I said, you guys should do mints Lindemann, right? And it made me think of mints. Lindemann's. Did we give any to Sam and Domati? And I go, you could make a little dispenser that's like a little house with a chimney, and you flip the chimney open, and the Lindemann's come out. You know what I'm holding in my hand?
Mints.
Mints in a little house.
It's really cute.
Right?
Yes.
And that you open up the chimney, as per my idea, and you take out the sugar-free mint, Domati, because I know you don't like the sugar.
This is true.
Is that really true? Really? I just made that up.
I actually don't like sweets. I'm very strange like that.
Will you have a mint, though?
2 weeks ago, you were eating pizza and donuts for breakfast.
Those are not sweet. They're just unhealthy.
Okay, wait. Will you have a mint? You like mints?
I will have a mint.
Can you hold it up on the camera for those watching at home?
Where's the camera?
Literally right there.
Did you post this yet?
Right there. Did I post it yet? No, I'm going to go.
Turn it sideways.
Turn that like that?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay,
ooh, that's pretty cool.
Right, it's a little house. And it says on there, it says Lindemann Chimney Gummy, Refreshing Linda, L-I-N-D-E, dash mints.
Genius.
Cleanfireplace.com and their phone number. So now.
Keeps your mouth cool, but your. We're going with this.
Oh, we're going with that. We're going with that.
Almost there.
Well, keeps rhymes your, with cool.
No, your mint.
Your mouth fresh, but your house your, a mess. No.
Your mouth. You know what? You know what? Keeps your mouth clean like your chimney.
Oh, good. Speaking of, can we talk about my chimney really quick?
Sure.
Because after we did that interview, so I had, when we moved into the new house, we had Lindemann come out and do our chimney inspection. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't tops on our list of things to do that year when we first moved in. Well, after we did that interview,
let's
I
let's talk more about
mind.
Me and my idea for Lindemann's.
No,
go ahead. Keep going.
Please. Keep going.
No, go ahead. I'll just do this while you talk.
I was just going to give them a big shout out because they finished our, they did do our, we put in one of those, they call it a gas insert.
Right. Changed your life.
Changed our life. It is the best.
Is it with the switch?
Thing. Yeah. Oh, well, the remote. Yeah.
A remote.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and it's warm and.
Just like that. But I mean, right now it's so cold that it is the best thing to just sit
when
next
did they
to
do this work? When,
right before, like beginning of December.
Right. So now they could. Okay. So they didn't have the Lindemann's yet. They could have said, thank you so much for your business. Here's some Lindemann's.
I know.
Keep your mouth clean like your chimney.
Great marketing tool.
Keep your mouth clean like your chimney. That's what they got to have everybody that works for them say. Keep your mouth clean. What are you saying? Dirty mouth? Clean it up. I'm done here. I'm done. My work here is done.
I couldn't believe it when you sent me that picture.
They're listening. There is. Right. I am not just a pretty face. Okay? I know many of you think that all I am is just a, you know, pretty good-looking guy.
Great hair.
Great. I got great hair. I'm not going to lie to you. I got great hair. You think that that's, you look at me and you're like, you know what? All he's got going for him, he's just a pretty guy. That's it. He's tall. He's handsome. Mm-hmm. He's thin. Making all that up. But now I've got fresh breath because I'm wearing my Lindemann's.
He's a very stable genius like our POTUS.
I am. Listen, there's a lot of things that I am, and I'm stable, and I'm a genius. I'm going to tweet
Wow,
that.
I'm marking that one down.
312-981-7200. I think this is my last show here on WGN Radio. This is David in Norwood Park. David, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Okay, so we're finishing the attic space in our house here in Norwood Park. And it's an English Tudor-style home. And it has three gables on the front of the house, and they're exposed brick on the inside. And there has been a lot of consternation about how to insulate the inside of a brick wall. We're really not too keen on spray foam, so we're wondering how should we go about this?
Wait. Okay, so explain this to me again, just so I can picture it. The brick is where?
In the front of the house.
Okay.
There's three triangular gables in the front of the house.
Okay.
And in the attic space on the inside of the house, the brick is exposed.
Got it.
So when you finish it, you have to wall it up. But what do we do about insulating between the wall and the brick? So there have been a lot of ideas thrown out. Spray foam being one of them, that pressed, the compressed insulation, bat insulation. And we have been unable to come to a consensus between the contractor and the architect.
But what does the architect want?
So he wants to preserve, and so do we, he wants to preserve the brick, right? It's been there for 75 years, and why would you want to compromise the integrity of it? So we're kind of, that's why we're kind of leaning against spray foam, because that would change the environment that the brick is in pretty drastically. So, and then he's come up with some other ideas. One of them actually being to construct it like the rest of the house is constructed, the way they used to do it back in the 40s. They put tar paper up, they put some...
Right. But wait. But when you talked about the architect wants to preserve it, the architect wants you to keep the exposed brick?
He wants to preserve the integrity of the brick.
Well, what's the... But we're ultimately, even no matter what happens, no matter what insulation we choose, we're still going to put a framed wall in front of this brick, and we're going to drywall it. So I'm not going to see that brick.
That's right.
Okay. So the integrity, why is the integrity compromised if you used a spray foam?
Well, the thought is that the spray foam creates a huge temperature differential between the inside of the house, the spray foam, and then when you hit the brick. So the inside layer of brick, the thought is, would freeze and thaw. It would experience more of a freeze-thaw cycle in the wintertime than it ever has in its history.
Wow.
So you might get, you know, crumbling or more efflorescence or things of that nature.
Sounds like we're really overthinking it, in my opinion. Okay, here's what I would do. I'm going to solve the problem with something that your architect and your builder are going to like. Huh? I never even heard of it. You have a pencil or a pen?
Yes.
I want you to go to aircrete.com. Aircrete.com. A-I-R. Is it with a K, Lindsay, or a C? Aircrete. With a Crete with a K, .com. Aircrete is a cementitious expansion insulation. And you're going to have your builder do whatever he's going to do. He's going to build out the wall. He's going to drywall it. He's going to leave a little hole at the top in each one of those cavities, or a little strip of the drywall out. And the Aircrete contractor is going to come in. This stuff is cementitious, so it is of the same vein as your mortar and or the brick, because it's a, you know, an expansion product that when it gets sprayed, it's already expanded. It doesn't overexpand like spray foam.
And okay.
It'll go out. It'll fill the cavity entirely, which will cause no moisture to be able to travel through. It's fireproof, it's bug-proof, it's rodent-proof. We're done. And tell your architect to stop overthinking it.
Yeah, that seems
There's too much thinking, oh, it's going to expand. No, it's not. It's a brick wall that's been up there forever, and you're going to maintain it like anything else. You're going to, with the insulation portion of it, you're going to heat the finished part of it. And so you're going to change the dynamic of that already. So it's like, how far do we go that we're going to have this huge effect? I promise you that brick wall is going to be fine. Make sure that it's in, you know, the integrity of it is there now, that if there's any tuck pointing or anything that has to happen now is there. And then once a year, make sure you look at it and make sure that nothing's happening. And if you see a little efflorescence or something, then you fix it. That's it. But the Aircrete is the right answer for you.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. Thank you.
David, I appreciate you calling this morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show, 8:22 in the morning. Quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Another
Saturday morning on WGN Radio. And that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's time to clean your carpet. Call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Their unique process leaves your carpet cleaner, softer, and drier. And winter's a great time to get it done. The crisp winter air will dry your carpet even faster. And when it's cold out like this, they use a seal-a-door system to keep the cold out and the warm air in. Right now, get three rooms cleaned for just $139. Call 708-599-5151. That's 708-599-5151. Or schedule at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. 8:27 in the morning. By the way, you know, we were talking about Alexa and how you can use your Amazon Echo and you can say play WGN Radio. At our house, it's always like, play 70s station. We play the 70s station, which is good. And the other station that I love is the 60s station. But do you know what's even better than that? The 50s station.
I believe it. I love 50s music.
The 50s music is so eclectic that they play. And there's doo-wop. There's Frank Sinatra. There's Bing Crosby. There's, you know, Elvis Presley. It's so good. Try that if you have an Amazon Echo.
You know who I listened after to this on the show. Way in this morning? Everly Brothers.
Really?
So out of the blue, I just thought, I want to...
How did you come up with that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? How did you, like, on your Spotify?
Well, I think what it was is I had Hazy Shade of Winter in our new Tulu 2, so then I was going to listen to Simon and Garfunkel, I thought, no, I think I want to do Everly Brothers this morning.
And the music's great.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really good music. Really good music. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Cheryl in Hickory Grove. Is that where you are, Cheryl?
No, actually, it's Pingree Grove.
Oh, Pingree Grove. Oh, you know who lives in... You know who lives in Pingree Grove?
Who?
Mike Jakubowski.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah?
That's cool. So maybe he's having the same problem I am.
I was just in Pingree Grove last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see me driving in there? That was me.
No, I didn't.
That was me.
The tall, good-looking guy. You
that's
know
me, tall, good-looking guy, and I'm very smart. And
yes,
and my breath is minty fresh.
Excellent, and that's always an important aspect of everything.
How can I help you?
We have been in Pingree Grove for almost 3 years, and for the last two winters, our microwave is getting condensation and ice during very, very cold days. And even when it's not super cold, the microwave is
freezing.
It's like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can feel the cold air, like you don't even have to have your hand all the way up. By the vent, you can feel it, and so.
Do you know where it vents to? Like, is it directly up and out?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I talked about this. Did I talk about this in New York or here this morning already? The Tam Tech. Where did I talk about that? Here. It's hard to remember. Here, Tam Tech. I want you to go to this website, TamTech.com. TamTech. TamTech. Right?
Okay. TamTech.com.
Right. So okay. They make all these, they make whole house fans, and they make this vent, backflow preventer, which I think when you look on their thing, they say you're not supposed to use it in a microwave, but I think you can. That's my opinion. But it essentially is a rubber bladder, Cheryl. That's wrapped. It's like a piece of rubber that's wrapped around a pipe. It's such a simple thing. It's like my Noodaloo 2. It'll make you angry. It's so simple. When the fan is off, the rubber collapses. It's like the soft rubber, so it seals it. Falls on top of itself, and then you put this in line. So you're going to cut. You're going to take a piece of the pipe out. You're going to slide this in. Comes in different sizes. Put it back together. Mm-hmm. When the fan blows, you're good to go. When it turns off, it's going to collapse and not allow the air to come out.
Oh, fantastic.
It's like $15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not expensive.
Okay, and so our handyman should be able to figure it out without a problem.
All day.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Say hi to Mike Jakubowski when you see him.
I will. Thank you.
All right, bye. He drives a big, giant white truck.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune in to that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm really, I'm very excited to talk with our next guest. How did I find this company?
I actually found them.
You found them?
Yeah.
You did. You sent this to me.
A search for like 2018 hot gadgets. And this came up.
This is not even a gadget. Anupam Pathak is the founder of a company called Liftware. Anupam, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. How'd I do on that name? That's a beautiful name, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Where are you from, sir?
So I'm actually from California. I was born very close to San Francisco.
And you developed this product called Liftware. I'm holding one of the devices in my hand right now called the Leveling Handle and Soup Spoon Attachment. Lindsay had sent me a link to, I believe it was your website, where your products that you created are one of the most innovative, useful, wonderful devices for people struggling with tremors and or mobility issues that I've ever seen, and it just made me so happy that I wanted to talk about it.
Well, yeah, thanks so much. That means a lot.
Tell me a little bit about the development and what these products do.
Yeah, so I basically studied engineering and went to University of Michigan, so kind of close
Go
to
Blue!
Where you guys are. Exactly. I was just hearing the weather reports and remembering the years I had over there.
We had a son graduate from Michigan, so I had a lot of money go there. So I'm glad to see that some of that tuition went to creating stuff like this.
That's great. Good. Yeah. So I was doing my PhD there, and so I was working on technologies to help cancel unwanted movements, and a lot of these applications were used for, you know, cameras or things the military might use. But I got really interested in what we could do to help people with disabilities. And after talking to some of the neurologists at the hospital there, I learned that really there's not a lot of options for people with Parkinson's or tremor or even like things like cerebral palsy. You know, sometimes in really extreme cases, they'll do brain surgery, but that's not really an option for most people. So otherwise, there's drugs that kind of work maybe half the time, and there's a lot of side effects. But there's no other devices out there. And so I got
Wait. There is nothing like this currently on the marketplace.
No. And when I was initially coming up with it, that's really where I kind of felt like, you know, I could really make a contribution just with the knowledge I had. So we actually got some grant money from the NIH. So for about 3 years, we were working on the first project, Liftware Steady. And what that does is, you know, you might see people with shaky hands. That's sometimes from Parkinson's, other times from something called essential tremor. And what the device does is it will actually measure the person's tremor and move. So it's kind of like a handle you hold in your hand, like you know, like an electric toothbrush handle. But what it does is it will move an attached object like a spoon in the opposite direction to the person's tremor. So if I'm shaking and I shake to the right, it will move the spoon to the left by almost the same amount. So that way the spoon's not moving as much and the person can actually eat without embarrassing themselves and being able to do that comfortably.
The devices have some sort of motor, right? Because they need to be charged. Is that correct? And it's almost like, I mean, I kind of feel like it's like has almost like the Segway technology, right?
Yeah.
Where the device that you would climb on top of and ride and. It kind of senses the movement of your body to drive you and move you around, where this kind of has that same sort of sense to say, like in the what is it called? The levels, the leveler. If I hold this spoon level right now, the spoon is level. I mean, as if you would hold a spoon regularly. But for people that have mobility issues, that maybe you can't quite bring your arm and your hand all the way up to your mouth to use a spoon, as you kind of pivot your hand a little bit, the spoon stays level holding the soup or oatmeal or cereal, whatever it may be, to be able to bring it to your mouth. I mean, it's just, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and that's spot on, that it's very similar to some of the self-balancing devices like Segways. The really interesting thing is we're using sensors in the device. So there's one in the handle and one near the spoon for the lift or level that you have. And those sensors are actually similar to sensors that are in everyone's smartphones. So what those do is they'll measure the orientation of the person's hand as well as the spoon. And it's constantly, it's hundreds and hundreds of times a second calculating what is the right movement for the motors to make so that the spoon is always level, regardless of the unintentional movements the person might have that would otherwise cause it to spill.
How long did it take you to develop these devices?
So we actually did some clinical studies along the way to kind of prove that this works. So all in all, from concept to launching the product, it took about 2 years. And then the company was actually acquired by Google in 2014. And then after we were acquired, it took us another year, maybe a year and a half, to launch the lifter level.
Interesting about the acquisition of Google, this seems like an interesting fit for them in their reach and what they're able to do. These devices, I see when I'm looking at the labels, you're doing the assembly, bringing it here in the U.S. Easy to take care of these products? I mean, I as far as cleaning them and what's the, you know, like the when you have to plug it in, obviously, because it's motorized, runtime or whatever do I get out of this?
Yeah, so between charges, it's about, you know, it depends on how often you use it, but typically it's a couple days between charges.
Oh, nice.
And, people just charge it overnight, and it's just pretty easy. And for cleaning, all the attachments can go straight into the dishwasher, and then the handle, you can just wipe clean. And so that's kind of how it's been taken care of.
So the spoon device that I see, like for the tremors, which would be something, as you mentioned, suitable for perhaps someone that has, they could have a tremor, it could be Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. There's different attachments, right? So it's not just a spoon, it could be a fork or that you could add on to that.
Yeah, I think the best kind of way that I'm looking at the technology is that these are handles that you can put various things onto the end. So we're working on more and more kinds of attachments. We're starting with eating, but we want to generally help with other activities of daily living.
This is the kind of stuff, Anupam, that it has such an impact on people's lives. I don't know you, but I mean, the fact that we've got people that are out there looking at ways to help people in the daily things that they do. You talk in some of the information about bringing dignity back to people's lives and being able to do that. That, you know, when you don't have that issue, you know, when you're able to perform and do things that, you know, healthy people can do, you take for granted the simplest thing of trying to eat a bowl of cereal in the morning without having someone to feed me or to spill it all over myself. I'm doing it. The frustration and the anxiety that must go with that is tremendous. And this invention is just helping people to live their lives better. And I hope that you and your parents and your friends are super proud of you and the people that worked on this, because I'm proud of you, because I think that this is a really terrific contribution.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we've definitely made sure that every single person on the team here is connected in a really meaningful way. We have, you know, in our office, we just have a wall full of thank you letters from you know, the people who use these products. And usually we'll kind of go to even to our factory workers and bring them boxes of these letters.
Right.
We want everyone to be connected. And just as you mentioned, I remember just one of the letters we were reading last year that they were talking about their grandmother who has had a tremor, or she still has a tremor, and she always felt embarrassed about even just eating with her family. And so during Christmas time, every year she would prepare the meal and then eat in a different room and then sit with the family. And after they got her liftwear, that was the first time she actually felt comfortable enough to sit down and eat with everybody. And they were just writing that everyone was in tears. And I think, you know, these kinds of stories, it's not just about getting someone to eat. It's about getting them to be part of community and not be isolated. And I think that's really, really meaningful. I think we're just very lucky to be working on something like this.
It's obviously that Midwest education and your master's that you got from the University of Michigan that helped you do all this. So we're going to take full credit for that, even though you're from California.
I'll give you full credit.
I have a quick question for you because we got a text message. Is there any thought or in development to create some type of writing tool for people that could utilize this technology that you're using?
Yeah, there's a lot of thought around that, and that's something we've been, you know, the really interesting thing is after joining Google, Google has a software accessibility team as well, and so it's really great to be able to work together with some of the people working on tools to help from the software end as well. So I think, so those are areas that we are looking into.
Anupam Pahik is the founder of a company called Liftwear, acquired by Google recently, and created a beautiful selection of stabilizing and leveling handles and attachments that are designed to help people with hand tremor or limited hand and arm mobility regain their dignity, their confidence, and most importantly, their independence. Their website is Liftwear.com. Thank you so much for waking up this morning and joining us. Congratulations on this. I wish you nothing but continued success. And when new products come along, make sure that your team reaches out to us because we'll definitely help promote it.
Thank you so much.
You got it. That's awesome. This is awesome stuff. I could talk about this kind of stuff. This makes me so happy. This is the kind of stuff where, the innovation and the education and the focus of some of these young, super talented people are creating something like this. Nothing, isn't it amazing to think that nothing like this existed? It's 2018, right? I didn't ask him this, but Lindsay, I mean, these things, they cost about $195, right? So they're not, So this, I mean, this is an investment, but this is a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. If there's somebody in your life that has trouble with those kinds of daily tasks, go to that website, liftwear.com. Oh, that makes me so happy. 8:51 in the morning, you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
TV. That's right, Chicago. We've all got our issues.
I've been getting this constant leak in my basement every time it rains.
And if yours are about the home, you're going to want to call Lou.
My toilet keeps spitting back out at me when flushing, and it's really gross.
That's Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live till 10 right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:57 in the morning. I just watched over the holiday season with my daughter Carmen Something About Mary. When's the last time you saw Something About Mary?
I'm not in full. I don't even remember.
This is how the movie ends. Remember the whole scene?
With Brett Favre,
right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Dennis is in Cherrville. Dennis, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I've got thermal pane windows. The house is 17 years old. And since it's gotten cold, I really got like a bad condensation problem on the windows on the bottom.
Right.
Usually in the past, they actually turn into ice. In the past, you know, I would turn down the humidifier, and I did that this year.
It's too cold. This is an example of what I talked about earlier, is your thermal pane windows are doing their job by holding in the heat and the moisture. But it's so cold outside that that moisture that's on the inside of the glass, it's almost impossible to eliminate, even by turning down your humidifier. Once that moisture is there and collected, it's not going to go away by turning it down. One thing that you can do, Dennis, is if you've got a you got a box fan laying around.
Yes, I do.
All right, put it along the wall and kind of point it towards the wall on low and let it blow the air there. Circulate the warm air, circulate the moisture away, and within probably a couple days, that'll be gone. Now, Monday, I think it's going to get into the 30s.
And it's going to feel like Florida.
Listen, how about the other day, like earlier in the week when it was 15 degrees? I went outside. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how warm it is. This sub-zero weather is just a killer. But this phenomenon that's going on, you along with thousands of people in the area are having this problem. And everybody's first thought is something wrong with my windows. And there's not. They're doing their job. It's just
okay,
that there's.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought I had to replace the windows. It never happened before.
No, it's so cold, and it doesn't take much moisture. You know, the thing is with humidifiers, whole house humidifiers, you need to adjust it when it gets this cold, and you don't want it higher than 20%. But once that moisture is in there and you set it to 20%, it takes a good 24 hours to that for adjust from a standpoint of what your humidifier is kicking out. But you're living in your house. You're taking a shower. You're flushing the toilets. You're cooking a bowl of pasta. All of that stuff matters as it pertains to adding moisture to the home, and it will add up. A little box fan blown along the wall, a couple days, it'll be gone. Appreciate the phone call.
What pesky problems around the house are bugging you?
Our dishwasher smells.
Now's the time to call.
I spilled red wine on a white leather couch.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground. I've got no roots, but my home was never on the ground.
Welcome back. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Fox Home Center. You know, after you have a mayonnaise and jelly sandwich, you know what you need? A Lindemann.
I'm coming over for one.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number that Vicki in Glen Ellen called. Hi, Vicki. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I've been on hold a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. How can I help you?
Well, my son has an outside wall bathroom off of his bedroom, and this is the first year the pipes have frozen at the toilet area.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So he had his kitchen redone, and they put in a new ceiling, but they cut into the kitchen ceiling and added more insulation and everything. And I heard you say this morning that maybe if you turn on faucets in an area that it helps the water. The faucet vanity is in a different area, a different wall, and I wondered if by putting on those faucets, it's real cold, if that would help the toilet plumbing as well.
Well, more than likely, you know, the way you would plumb a bathroom, you know, it does all depend on how it was piped, but that movement of the water, if the issue is the toilet freezing, then just turning on the cold water in the vanity could help. And because it's all, you know, the risers that feed everything are probably the same, you know, the main pipe that comes to the bathroom and then branches off for the individual fixtures, that flow of water should help keeping it from freezing. Now, I've always advocated that if you have problem areas that you have to not only turn the cold water on, but the hot water, because they're two separate pipes. But since it's just the toilet, then you just would need to trickle the cold on. Now, the other thing, too, the mistake that a lot of people make is, you know, they go at it with a torch or something. When pipes freeze, you have to thaw them very slowly. And so for your son's situation, you know, if that toilet is still frozen, One thing
it is right now. They did use a heater in the room, and it's okay. Thawed.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. If you took a little small little electric heater and placed it, you know, not even like right next to it, just you know, a couple feet away, just to get some warm air circulating, that usually will do the trick. And you know, I've said to people as well, when you're thawing out pipes, it has to go very slowly. A hair dryer as opposed to a torch, because if you go too quickly with the heat, you can cause it a burst to happen in some cases. So you have to be very careful about that. So yes, a little trick of water, Vicki, should help.
Okay. One other question: if they've added more insulation, and I wondered if there's a certain, I think he said they even did spray on kind of thing up in the area. Is there anything you would recommend as far as the insulation is concerned
in the attic space?
On the you know, for the outside wall where the plumbing comes up for that door.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is that as a rule, you typically don't want plumbing on the outside wall. If there's a way to access that. Adding
ceiling.
They did
so it's open now. It's plumbing.
Okay,
yes.
So on that outside wall, if there's an exposed area, some spray foam insulation probably gives you the most density that you could put on there, and to wrap that around those pipes would make a world of difference. The other thing that they could do is where that ceiling is, if you were to insulate it before they close that ceiling up or after they close it up, they could just put a cold air return in the ceiling that would just allow the warm air from the ceiling to kind of, a little bit of it to naturally rise up into that space. And so then it's almost like having a heater there, but it'll keep everything really warm.
I will mention that to him because he hasn't talked anything about the cold air return in the ceiling, and maybe that would help.
Yeah, do me a favor. Since you were hanging on so long, hang on a little bit longer. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature in your home's air with a smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60-Minute Men. You can call them at 855-955-HVAC. 9:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Get a trunk, bitch,
there you go. Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Grace is in Orland Park. Hi, Grace. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
I have it's a general question, really. We are heading up to the Lake and Cabin Show in Schaumburg for
nice.
One reason. We have a family lake house in South
How come
Michigan.
We're not at the Lake and Cabin Show in Schaumburg right now doing our show? I love the lake. I love a cabin. Okay,
Me
keep going.
Too.
Sorry.
Okay, so the issue is we have a manufactured home presently on the lake. It is on a frame. And our question is whether to spend the money to remodel it right now for a growing family and grandkids, or to save for a couple more years yet, if that's even worth it to do it, or versus building something, which seems daunting and very expensive.
Now, when you say manufactured, are we talking about it's a trailer?
It's not. Well, it's a regular home, but it's on a frame. So it's not, I guess, in essence, it's a very nice trailer, but it looks, it came in two split sections.
Right.
Yep.
Right, but in other words, is it on a foundation or what's it on? A slab?
No. Well, there is a slab underneath, but right. Then it is on a frame, like on a metal frame.
Right. So there's a crawl. There's a crawl space underneath it.
Very little one. Yeah.
All right. Now, when we envision our life right now, and like what you want to be, are you going to be retiring up there?
Possibly. My husband has the opportunity to retire young. I will not. So I think we'll be spending a lot of time up there, but full-time retirement, no.
So your husband will be up there a lot fishing while you're still working.
Yep.
I love. What's your husband's name, that lucky duck?
Brian.
Brian. Yeah, Brian. Go, Brian! Okay. All right. So you'll still be working, and he'll be going up there a lot, and... You know, I mean, here's the thing.
We'll spend a lot of time.
No, no, I understand. But if you look at remodeling this place, okay, so here's the thing, and this is something to think about, right? As we age, things change. And when you look at the house that you have, do you have the ability to remodel it in such a way that makes sense for your changing lifestyle? And do you already have grandchildren?
We have our first, and we have three girls all in their 20s. So. Oh,
that's great. Well, congratulations on your first.
Thanks.
But when you, okay, so when you look, you know, and you know, of course, nothing is for, you know, nothing is forever or for sure. But, you know, if all of a sudden these other lovely daughters of yours start having children and you want to have them all up there, could that house do it right now?
Well, the other thing is we have an existing garage on a foundation that is not attached.
Right.
It's been, oh my God, it's probably 100 years old, the foundation of that.
Right.
Our problem is we can't get people to give us estimates to even think if this is feasible and how much it'll cost without getting a big contractor involved.
Okay, you got a bunch of options. Where is this house?
It is in Decatur, Michigan.
Decatur?
So it's about 20 miles west of Kalamazoo.
Okay. You got a bunch of options. You could go contact a company like Wausau Homes, okay? Mm-hmm. So Wausau Homes they manufacture homes in a factory. And you'll come out and pour a foundation. You'll make all your decisions in an office, and they'll build it in the factory exactly how you want it, and they'll ship it out there, and they'll put it all together on your foundation, on your lake house, on the property, and build it exactly the way you want. So you
We'll need a new foundation now because we already.
No! Right, but that'll be part of it. Yeah. But in other words, now you're coordinating with this builder to do it all. And from a standpoint of making life easier, you know the argument with these manufactured homes like that are factory built is that it's built in a controlled environment. You can build the home. You'll never know that it was a put together home that came on the back of a truck. And, you know, you have the ability with a new house to say, hey, we're going to build a 2-story home. I'm just making this up. Right. And you want a first floor master because as we get older, we want to make life easier. And then the second floor is for the girls and your family and all that kind of stuff. And you can build a home that you want. And, you can start the process now as you save the money and take advantage of that long term. You know what I mean? And so I think that when you have to put the numbers there. If you go and remodel the building that you have, okay, and all of a sudden you say, wow, to do what we want, it's going to cost us, again, I'm making numbers up, $100,000, okay? And then I'm going to have this manufactured home. It's not exactly what I want, but, you know, it's here. It's not that big, whatever. If I build a new home, and again, I'm making numbers up, I can do it for $250,000. Okay, which probably is feasible. And then I get exactly what I want, and it's all brand new. And as I get older, I don't have to worry about problems because it's new.
Right. That's kind of been my thinking.
Right. I mean, look, as we age, what we're trying to do is make our life simpler. And and so, again, this is all based on your budget and what you can afford. But if that is in the cards and, you know, you get your husband to retire early and go get a part-time job, Brian, he can make a little money and he can be in charge of managing the whole thing while you're still holding down the fort, Grace. Story of your life.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Well, that was kind of what I was kind of in the back of our head all along. But we've never been able to get anybody to give us an honest opinion.
Start with one of these manufactured home companies. Go to the Manufacturers Home Association website. Google that, Manufactured Home Association, and you'll find someone. I know there are builders in Michigan for a fact, and you'll find them. And then start with that search and see if there's something there that you like. And if there is, you can go down that path, or you can find a builder and do it the conventional way as well. Either way, I think you'll be super happy. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:28 in the morning. We'll be right back. What? No? Oh, really? Okay. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'll talk to Art, who's in Wheaton. Hi, Art.
Hi, Lou. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you, sir.
We just bought a house in Wheaton. It's built in 1958. It's a ranch slab house.
And in addition to the lady that called a little bit ago about the frozen toilet, we had a similar problem where the bathroom and the toilet's about a foot away from the exterior wall, and the supply line of the toilet froze up. We obviously put a fan in there, heater, thawed it out, did a great job. But when we had a plumber come out, he mentioned that there's a spigot line outside the house, and he thinks there's air coming in, possibly getting behind that wall, because we also had a drain pipe in the sink right next to it also freeze up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, who would we call to have somebody come out and take a look at that and figure out how we could solve that? Because there's also a heat vent in the floor right in front of the toilet, and the air coming out of it's not the warmest. So I'm wondering, is there kind of maybe an issue with the heat ductwork as well that's not warming that bathroom up enough to keep that running normally?
Right. Okay. Well, a myriad of things. One is, if that heat vent is on that outside wall, then it could be that it's cooling itself. You know, in other words, as the heat's coming out, it's getting cooled. What's under this bathroom?
It's a slab house, so there's nothing under it. It's just concrete. And
plus, so the vent, go ahead.
The vent is right there in front of the toilet. There's a window above it. The spigot line is nearer to the toilet, but along that same wall, the master bedroom is behind it with the vent on the same side of the house as well. And the air coming from there is also kind of cooler than what it probably should be. So I'm not sure if we have any leakage going on into the vent work or if it's just the nature of a slab house. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, I mean, if the vents are in the slab, they could be cooling, and the fact that it's on an outside wall like that can be a problem. The fact that you have a spigot on that outside wall, you have a bunch of issues. The heating vent issue is someone you'd have to talk to from a heating company to come out and possibly think about sealing up the air vents to get more pressure out there. And there's a system called AeroSeal. And that is somebody, you know who's an AeroSeal dealer, is Dykstra Home Services. If you go to DykstraHomeServices.com, you could talk to them about AeroSeal. On the spigot side, that's a plumber, and there's a pipe on that outside wall that probably needs to be insulated more properly, and that may entail you opening up the wall to get that done correctly. And once that's exposed, then you could put some insulation in there to really sort of seal it up, probably a spray foam insulation to kind of temper it and make sure that's not the, you know, that that doesn't, when these really cold temperatures hit, that it hopefully keeps that from freezing and or coming back and freezing that toilet line. That might be a pipe that you have to drain in the springtime, or excuse me, in the late fall to make sure it doesn't have any water and probably has a valve on the inside. Because being on an outside wall like that, it's going to be very, very difficult to manage, that's for sure.
It's Saturday morning. You know what that means. Time for Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here?
I'm listening to this song driving home today. It's a good song.
And new shiny cars.
Thanks, Bennett. 9:37 in the morning. Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Here's Josh in Joliet. Is it warm down there in Joliet, down south there? Is it warm? Is it like 45 degrees down there?
Yeah. What I was asking is we have a refrigerator, and can you still get an ice maker in it? I don't know.
You have a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Can you add an ice maker to it?
Yes.
How old is the fridge? Less than 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it should be. All you have to do is, would this be something you'd try and install yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you open up the fridge, find the serial number and the model. So, you know, whatever. It's a GE or Frigidaire, whatever.
You can go to, with that model number, you could call an appliance store, or you could go online for that matter, and buy the ice maker that goes with it appropriately. And then the biggest issue is that you're going to have to get a water line to the fridge, you know, cold water line, to then hook it up. So there's most fridges come with the option of having a having an ice maker or not, and it's just a question of locking it in, feeding the hose into the freezer is probably already there underneath a little cap where you're going to make the connection, and then you hook it up on the back, and that's it. It's not an it's not an expensive option. You can get an ice maker for probably, you know, depending on the model, as little as $50 if you need it. Anyway, absolutely yes, Josh. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Liz, who's in Highland. Liz, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've heard you talk about this a lot, but I didn't think I have it. up in my bathroom, I was cleaning the bathroom, and the middle, that insert to keep the water when you turn it on in the basin.
Wait. We're talking about the valve?
Yes, or that, you know, when you put it up and down, and you put it down, and it keeps the divert.
You mean the diverter for the shower?
Not the shower, but the basin. But I get to the shower later.
Okay, wait. So we're talking about your vanity?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about the pop-up in the vanity.
Right.
Okay,
right. All right. Okay, I pulled it out all the way, which I'm not supposed to, but then there was this black stuff. It was, and so I cleaned it, I mean, a lot, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I took an old toothbrush and cleaned inside that, inside the pipe as far as it
was. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and then I put baking soda and vinegar in there. Okay, I also have it downstairs in the tub. And also in my tub upstairs on the shower. And I just found that out about a week ago. So is that, I bought a test kit, but I didn't use it yet. It was like a $36 or something, $46.
All right, wait, I'm going to stop you. Hold on. So
sure.
You're talking about the black gunk that you're seeing inside your drain.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not mold or mildew. It's just gunk from soap and shampoo and your skin and your oil and all that kind of stuff in there. So you don't have to test anything. What you did with the toothbrush in your vanity, you can do that in all the other places as well. And it's that kind of drain maintenance is what I've spoken about in the past. You can buy a tube brush, which is a small cylindrical brush that's a little bit bigger than the toothbrush and has a larger handle.
Okay.
You remember, you know, the bottle brushes to maybe...
Right, maybe, yes.
Yeah. So one of those is pretty effective because the handle's a little bit longer than the toothbrush. And really all you need to use, Liz, is Pine Sol or any kind of cleaner like that. Because what we're trying to do is just get a little cleaner that you can scrub the sides of the walls of the drain all the way down to the trap. You want to get to the trap. That's the trick. And clean it, scrub it really well, and then rinse it, and that's it. And
well, what causes that?
It's cleaning your body and the soap and your makeup.
Right. You said
and
your,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. I just, I was thinking it was, you talk a lot about mold.
Yeah.
And be careful. Well, that's what I was thinking that I had.
No.
So.
I thank you. Thank you very much for calling. That's so nice of you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Frank in Winfield. Hey, Frank, you're on WGN. Good morning.
How you doing, Lou? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great. What's going on?
All right. My parents put a patio, concrete patio in out their sunroom mid-July. And the guy that did it, great guy that did it, was recommended. He didn't use any mesh. There's supposedly what he said, there's some new stuff out there that makes the concrete bond together, supposedly as strong as putting mesh and stuff in. So yesterday, stopped by my parents' house, and there's a hairline crack through at least three quarters of the patio. It's not real big, but I mean, it's noticeable.
Did he use something called fiber mesh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So, like I said, it's only that was July, and now my dad's all, you know, he's all worried about, you know. I mean, it's not even a year old, obviously.
Right.
So, what is our options?
Well, I mean, there's you're going to say this to your father, and he's not going to like it. But there's three things that are going to happen in our life. We're going to all die. We're yep. always going to have to pay taxes. And if it's concrete, yep. it's going to crack. So a little bit of hairline crack in there is not uncommon. It's something that I think that when it warms up, you'll be able to just maybe use a little something very thin, like a little sealer over the top of that. Do you know if the guy sealed the concrete when he did it?
I don't, Lou. I'll have to ask. I'm not there at this moment, but I don't think so.
Okay. So one of the things in the spring is you want to make sure that you have it sealed. And one of the sealers that will actually help strengthen the concrete is a product called Bone Dry, which is a product I've talked about in the past. It's a very good concrete sealer. It's got to warm up for now. Have your dad on the patio. Do they use the patio in the winter? Like, do they access it coming from the garage or anything?
The back door to the it's like a three-season room. We come in. They go in there. People come in there because, you know, if you get snow. So, I mean, that's the only access it has.
Okay, so to have him take it easy on any ice melt for the winter, if he can.
Okay.
And if it
we don't use it on there.
Okay, and the hairline crack is just something that happens. It's not a. I'd love to tell you that guy's going to come back and redo it all, but you know, concrete, even with the best preparation, it can crack, and a hairline crack, you know, it's going to move, and it's going to happen. Seal it up with a small little sealer. Something that will keep the ice out of it. And, you know, this little hairline crack for now we're okay with, but we don't want to let it go unattended because that can get bigger. And you'll see in the springtime when things settle down, it may actually close up. You don't even see it. But with the sealer that I'm talking about, it's going to make a difference and really kind of keep things together. Bone Dry.
Where do you get that at, Lou?
You can buy it. Some hardware stores carry it. You can get it at their website, which is bonedryproducts.com. 9:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're tuned into Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I like cake. This song is called Cake. 9:49 in the morning. Just a few minutes left of the Mr. Fix-It Show. Then John Williams comes your way for the John Williams Experience. That's what I think you should call the show on Saturdays. Like, differentiate it. It's the John Williams Experience. Right? Because then you're not quite sure what it is. Which I think is what you get really Monday through Friday with this show. No, I'm kidding. Love him like a brother. Gail's in Lombard. Hey, Gail, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you?
You know, I had a situation where my storm door, it got caught in the wind and it broke, so I went to a big box store, got a beautiful storm door, and I figured I might as well pick up a threshold because the threshold underneath had a bump in it and a crack, and I was getting mice in the house. So, everywhere I've gone, they've got thresholds, but they're all 5 5/8. And my contractor who came out, who was going to install the new threshold, said I need a 6 5/8. And I can't find one anywhere.
So the threshold is going on your entry door?
Correct. On the side door, it's a standard... I think it's a 32-inch door, the storm door.
Right.
And the threshold is 36 inches.
So they're going to put the new threshold under the existing exterior door? Is the exterior door metal?
Yes.
Okay. And so they want, so the thresholds that you're looking at, are they aluminum thresholds? When he's talking about the width of it, he wants it to extend with an aluminum kind of a platform that'll go under the storm door?
Correct.
Okay. So typically what happens with those aluminum thresholds is there's an extender. There's like another piece that you can use to extend the existing ones. I think where you have to go is not a not just like a hardware store or home center, because they may not offer those. You know, it's a little bit more specialty item. You're in Lombard.
Correct. Yeah, and I've gone everywhere. I've gone to Home Depot, Menards.
No. You need to go to. You're going to have to drive a little bit, but it's not that far. I want you to go to Fox Home Center. They're in Alsep, but if you go there and go to their contractor desk, they'll help take a picture of the door and the extension and everything that you want, and they'll be able to special order for you. They're at 11150 South Cicero in Alsep.
Beautiful.
Well, don't thank me yet, Gail, but I think they should be able to help you out there. They're nice people, and they'll do a nice job for you. It's 9:52 in the morning. We'll be right back.
So long, farewell. All readers say adieu.
Adieu, adieu to you and you and you.
Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Let's see. Who's our last caller? Ooh, how about Aaron? In the burbs. Aaron in the burbs. Hi, Aaron. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking this call. How are you?
Sure. I'm great. What's going on?
So I'm out at my parents' in the suburbs, and since about December 27th, there's been a odor isolated probably in one area of the home. There's been a carpenter to the house. There's been a plumber to the house. Nobody can identify what it is. It's in, like, the laundry room, bathroom, entryway by the garage. My mom is convinced that this has happened before in the home about 10 or 15 years ago, and there was a dead animal on the wall. And once the animal kind of was done being dead, the smell went away. This has been going on about 10 days.
I love that once the animal was done being dead. Once it was done being dead and turned into dust.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a laundry room that connects to the garage.
Correct.
There's a washer and dryer in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a floor drain?
There is a floor drain.
And did the plumber inspected it?
Yes.
He said it's fine.
Yes.
And he checked all the plumbing, couldn't find a problem.
Correct.
All right. And the dryer vents... to where?
To the outside.
Directly, or does it go up, or?
The dryer vent is directly to the outside, correct? It doesn't go up anywhere else, no.
And did anybody take the dryer apart and inspect that vent?
No.
To make sure that that dead animal that's not done being dead
right,
isn't in there?
And it doesn't matter, though, if the dryer is on or not.
Well, I understand, but if he's dead in the pipe, that's why okay. It wouldn't matter. I mean, that's one thing to check. And it is possible, as your mother mentioned, that there could be a rodent in a wall that died.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you could start opening up walls left and right. But in the meantime, if we want to try and control the odor while the rodent is still, you know, in the process of being dead, there's a product called Fresh Wave. That makes a crystal gel that you could place. It's all natural. Place it in the area where your mother smells it the most. And it's going to permeate that wall and grab that odor and drop it to the ground and probably help to eliminate the odor if, in fact, okay. It's a rodent issue. But in the meantime, I would check to make sure that that dryer vent does not contain a little friend.
Okay.
So take that apart, inspect it, and see what's happening, and then try this Fresh Wave crystal gel in that area as well.
she wants to get rid of the odor, but more importantly, she wants to figure out what
right.
it is. So she
right,
doesn't
right.
want to mask anything right now.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, the only other option is if we can localize exactly, like, it's really strong in this corner. You know what I mean? If that's the case, we need to open up the wall.
Okay.
That's
and
the
if
only-
we had to do that, who would you recommend to call?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, a painter could help you. A handyman in your area could help you that could just open up the wall and, you know, then ultimately go patch it. And that should work. Really, it should. Thank you so much for the phone call and good luck with that problem. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. John Williams standing by for the John Williams Experience.
Hi, Mr. Fix-It.
How are you?
I related to your story about being at, what was it, Midway or O'Hare and looking for a cab or a car or something like
and getting,
that.
Oh, no, I was in Minneapolis.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I got out of the, and I got in, I got into the guy says, I'm the captain now. It was the guy. It was right when that
Abdu
movie.
Abdu Barkey or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's the wrong thing. He takes you a lap around the parking area.
Well,
and
almost immediately, I'm in the car going, this is not my car. This is not my beautiful house. And then the whole talking heads thing went, and I'm the guy who's chewing on a toothpick, and I thought, I'm never going to make it to the airport.
I just have to tell you how I related to that story, because I was getting off a plane at Midway. I'm walking through the area all disheveled, and a guy comes up to me, and he goes, you're looking for a ride? And I go, yeah. And he goes, this way. And I thought, what a good service. They have people here who
came to meet me,
and you're obviously a hurried commuter, and we are here to direct you to the cab stand or the limos or this CTA, whatever you're doing. And so he goes, you can just take that car right there. And I get in the car and off we go. It was not a cab.
Right.
It was a guy working with his brother, Tony, and right. he was just flagging people. And now I'm in a car that does not have a meter. And the guy goes, where are we going? And I go, oh, geez. And I knew the right answer is take me back, but I thought,
right.
but the line for the cabs was really
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah, right.
This is a complete scam. Do not do it. And if I was a vulnerable person, it would be a dangerous place for me to be.
Absolutely.
So we got to my house in LaGrange Park, and there was a moment of truth. I mean, like, how much do I pay this guy now, right?
Right?
Because he's clearly against the law.
How much?
I gave him $1,000. Thanks, Lou.